This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram is underway in the Lok Sabha. The song was written by Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay in 1875 and was adopted as the national song by the Constituent Assembly of India on 24th January 1950. Initiating the discussion in the Lok Sabha today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The mantra of Vande Mataram gave the strength and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom movement." He said, "The national song continues to inspire people to fulfill the dreams envisioned by our freedom fighters." The Prime Minister said, "Vande Mataram was written at a time of uprising in 1875 against the British for unleashing various forms of oppression."
हमारे जांबाज सपूत बिना किसी डर के फांसी के तख्त पर चढ़ते थे और आखिरी सांस तक वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम यही उनका भाव घोष रहता था। खुदीराम बोस, मदनलाल ढींगरा, रामप्रसाद बिस्मिल, अशफाक उल्ला खान, रोशन सिंह, राजेंद्र नाथ लाहिड़ी, रामकृष्ण विश्वास, अनगिनत जिन्होंने वंदे मातरम कहते कहते फांसी के फंदे को अपने गले पर लगाया था।
Participating in the debate, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said, "Several writers and poets from Bengal wrote songs that inspired many during the independence movement." Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav, TMC MP Kakoli Ghosh Dastedar, Devesh Chandra Thakur of JDU, Dr. Shabari of TDP, Srirang Barne of Shiva Sena also spoke during the discussion. Earlier, announcing the initiation of the discussion, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said, "The national song offered light and hope during difficult times as India fought off colonial oppression." Parliament has passed the Health Security Say National Security Says Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving and returning the legislation to the Lok Sabha after discussion. The bill proposes to levy a cess on production of goods such as pan masala and any other goods that may be notified by the central government. Proceeds from the cess will be used for expenditure towards public health and national security. Replying to the debate on the bill in the upper house, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "The cess offers a feasible mechanism to strengthen citizens' health and the country's military preparedness." Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today informed the Rajya Sabha that the government has capped the airfare across the country in view of the situation arisen due to the cancellation of certain flights, leading to shortage of capacity. In reply to supplementaries, Mr. Naidu said, "The government has created 4 pricing slabs based on distance." India has welcomed the steps taken by the UK government to sanction anti-India extremist entities aimed towards strengthening global fight against terrorism and extremism. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that such individuals and entities pose a threat not just to India and the UK, but to people across the world. He added that the move will also help curb illicit financial flows and transnational crime networks. On internationals travelling to China, Mr. Jaiswal called for respecting the regulations governing international air travel by the Chinese side. On reports of border clashes in which several Afghan civilians have been killed, Mr. Jaiswal said that India condemns such attacks on innocent Afghan people and strongly supports territorial integrity, sovereignty and independence of Afghanistan. Replying to a question on Myanmar elections, Mr. Jaiswal said that India supports Myanmar's transition to democracy. Benchmark domestic equity indices closed on a bearish note today. Indices opened in negative territory and extended their losses throughout the day. However, in the last hour, indices managed to retain some of their losses. Sensex plunged 610 points to close at 85,103, while the Nifty slipped 226 points to settle at 25,961. And in men's hockey, India will take on host South Africa in the second fixture of the three-match series at Hartley Vale Stadium in Cape Town tonight. Match will be played at 10:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.